And I know from my pen pals that we search for this same thing in alcohol. The longing for the thing that we had, whatever that is. It's like people use alcohol as a time travel device. Like, if I drink, then it will be as if I didn't have children and I'm young again. When what you're looking for there is some kind of a break from your current kids and responsibilities. And you think that that break is in the alcohol when it isn't. That break is in a 24-hour vacation where you go and stay with grandma and you leave the kids home with your neighbor, your dad, your mom, your partner. That you have a longing for a thing is true. That you feel like you deserve a treat, that you need some kind of a break, that you are missing something. Comfort, self-soothing. That you're missing something is true. That you think that that is contained in alcohol is untrue. So, I mean, it's like, but Belle, the noise in my head is really loud and it's saying I really deserve a treat, and where's my goddamn treat and where's my reward for doing this hard thing? And I'm like, yeah, you're right. You really do need a treat and a reward. I agree 100%. But Belle, I have no way of unwinding after a really crappy day. And I'll be like, yeah, I agree. You've had a shitty day and you need some way of unwinding. Totally, totally agree. The thing you're looking for is not an alcohol. Why do we know this? Because drinking adds a problem to a problem. It isn't actually a solution. It's not... I think we can probably... If I put this in terms of overeating, I think you can see it perhaps external to you, different from the drinking, if I say you want some kind of comfort and self-soothing and you eat a piece of cake and then you don't feel better and you don't feel comforted or soothed, so you eat another piece of cake. I think if I...